Scientists behaving badly. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A Nobel Prize winner is in trouble for straying into sexual politics. British cell biologist Sir Timothy Hunt gave a brief speech in which he said that he found working with female scientists in the lab distracting. He explained he was just being lighthearted. The problem is, he said it at an international luncheon of female science journalists.
You know, what he was saying is that women should be separated from men in the laboratory. He was saying that when feedback is given to women, they cry all the time.
Journalist Connie St. Louis was in the audience and immediately tweeted his comment, prompting Sir Timothy to tell the BBC that he never intended to offend anybody, but that women are a distraction.
I mean, it is true that I have fallen in love with people in the lab, and the people in the lab have fallen in love with me, and it's very disruptive to the science.
And that they do tend to cry.
And if they burst into tears, it means that you tend to hold back from, you know, getting at the absolute truth.
Of course, they couldn't have been too distracting because he has worked with several women and even married one and still managed to win the Nobel Prize. Anyway, male scientists take note. With the push to open up the sciences to more women, calling women a distraction is never funny. Except on Big Bang Theory, where it's pretty much the entire plot line.
I think we've all been distracted since the girls entered our lives.
You admit Amy's a distraction?
Very much so. You listen to this. Hi, hope you're having a good day. Who has time for this constant sexting?
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.